You were telling me about serving on the Board of Trustees at Wofford, and you said that was at 4-year intervals?
Yeah, you serve 4 years, you're appointed and serve 4 years. Then you have to come, you have to renew it.
Right.
Renew you then.
Right.
For 4 more years.
Right.
And 12 as long as you could serve. You had to come off at 12 and stay a year. Mm-hmm. And you could apply to re-enter if you want to, or they might suggest you re-enter.
Uh-huh.
But your time was up at 12 years.
Right.
Would that make any sense?
Mm. Not if you were just able to still contribute. Seems like you should be on longer, right?
But no, they didn't keep you on any longer. Sometimes they renew you, reappoint you.
Right. And that's when you were given the chair.
Right.
Then, yeah. Okay. In what year did you receive the honorary degree? Do you remember? Well, if you think of it, it's fine. You don't have to tell.
I have it somewhere, but I don't. Right. I remember.
Who was the? Were you the first person in your family to attend college?
Yes.
You were, including aunts and uncles or cousins or, well, in your immediate family, you were the first, I'm
right.
sure. Did you have any cousins that also went to college that you can recall? Because you've mentioned some of them. How about at home? Did your family have books at home?
Not many.
Yeah. Can you remember what any of those books were? Were they most, was it like a Bible and something?
Bible, Concordance.
Concordance?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what about newspapers or magazines?
We took those.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you take the local newspaper?
Local newspaper and Pittsburgh Courier paper was in our home.
Uh-huh. The Pittsburgh Courier?
Courier.
Is that Pittsburgh? Or
no, Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, okay.
P-I-T-T-S-B-U-R-G-H.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Courant.
Yeah. That's in the home. High Metalita was in the home.
Mm-hmm.
That was state paper.
Mm-hmm. Where was the Pittsburgh Courier from? Was there a Pittsburgh town nearby?
No, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
I was wondering, why Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania? Why
That's one of the three top national newspaper.
Oh, it was?
Uh-huh. And magazine at that time.
Uh-huh. And what magazines did you take in your home?
I don't remember.
Mm. Did your teachers ever talk about black history when you were small?
Yes, they did.
They did?
Yeah, I had a course in black history at Morris College in the 12th grade.
You did?
Yes.
Hmm. Because, you know, some people didn't talk about it that early. How about famous black men or women? Did they talk about any particular ones that you remember?
Yes. Booker Washington. George Washington Carver. Benjamin Banneker. Excuse me. Benny Mays. About the J.J. Starks. Some Nichols, I don't remember his first name, Nichols, Bishop Nichols.
Bishop Nichols,
yeah.
Yes. Did they ever read to the class any works of black authors?
Yes. See, we had this course in black history in the 12th grade. Pardon me. We covered all the black events with that course.
So you covered everything that was important in black history up to that point.
Yeah.
One of the people you said you studied was Mays. What was the first name?
Benny E. Mays.
Benny E. Mays.
Yeah.
Okay. That name wasn't familiar to me. That's why I asked.
I think he still lives.
He does.
Yeah, he is president of Morehouse College, author of many books related to black history.
Mm.
one of the most brilliant men South Carolina produced.
He was?
Yeah.
Were white schools different from black schools? Silly question, I know.
I don't know.
Oh, well.
Because I wasn't in the white school.
Well, to your knowledge, though, I mean, I've been told by other people something about books and length of time in school and that sort of thing.
Yes.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. So.
We had, we ran from 3 to 6 month school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know white always had 8 and 9 months.
They went longer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 8 and 9 month session. We had 3 to 6 month session.
Right.
Well, 3 month session, really.
Mm-hmm.
And the community would get together, what we call the PTO,
uh-huh.
Parent Teacher Organization.
Right.
And add a month mm-hmm. on your own.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes teachers would teach for nothing or just a little something, enough to be bold with,
right.
Being bold. And no salary. Mm.
Just to have the students go a little longer.
That's right. So the students could go 2-3 months longer.
Right. What about your equipment? Did you have as much or books as the white school?
Not in your ordinary school, not in regular school, no.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But all my school was private except...
Oh, that's right.
All my school was private except must be the seventh, the sixth grade, I believe. In first and second grade, all my school was either private or church-related.
And so you had a little bit different material.
Yeah, different program.
I
had a 9-month program.
Right. So your schooling was a little better than what some
right.
other blacks
right.
had. What about when your parents were young? Were they, well, you said they didn't go very far in school.
No, they went to second grade.
Mm-hmm. So they... The black schools weren't encouraged as much back then, or they didn't have as many private schools and stuff?
Didn't have the private schools, one thing.
Uh-huh.
Second thing, education was not a priority.
Right. Do you remember any educational groups or organizations in your community when you were small, with any kind of groups?
Not small.
Mm-hmm. Then later, but was there even a PTO back then, or did that come later?
That came later with me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the system had.
Mm-hmm. You said with me, you mean you have
as an individual.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know anything about in PTA.
Right.
Until I got up in the state high school.
I see. And that was the first you knew of any PTA
yeah.
or PTO was when you were in high school. What kind of organizations did your older relatives belonged to when you were young? Any fraternal or burial societies or anything like that?
The NAACP came into being when I was smoking.
Mm-hmm. Were your parents members of that?
No.
No? Mm-hmm. But you just knew it was there?
I knew it was there.
Okay. Were there any sewing clubs or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Did your father belong to any kind of outside organization other than...
He was a Mason.
He was a Mason.
Yeah.
And do you remember who any of the leaders of the Masons were back
no.
then?
No.
Uh-huh. Or when they were organized? Or?
No.
Mm-hmm. Where did they meet, the Masons?
Lodge Hall.
Uh-huh. And how often would they meet?
I think once a month. I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure of that.
Did this group do anything particular for the community?
I can't think of anything special they did.
Mm-hmm.
They worked with the community,
uh-huh.
church activities, and social events, and that's all.
Right, uh-huh. But you don't know of anything they sponsored
no.
or helped or anything?
No.
Do you know if any members of your family voted in the 19th century?
I can't say that with honesty.
Yeah. Did older members of your family ever talk about voting? When you were small, did they talk about voting? Or do you remember anywhere
yeah,
along
Yeah, my father talked about voting.
Uh-huh. Did he vote?
Yes, he voted. But you couldn't vote unless you could read and write what I called them.
Oh, so you had to have that prerequisite
right.
first. Do you remember who the first member of your family was to vote? Do you have any idea who that one was? First member of your family to vote. Do you know who that was?
No.
No, you don't. Your mother, did she vote when women got the suffrage?
No, she couldn't read and write.
Oh, so she wasn't able to vote well, even after vote. They had the allowed yeah the franchise. Okay. Do you know if any of your ancestors were free before the Civil War? I think we talked a little bit about that on the other tape, but I don't remember what we said now.
I don't either.
I remember we talked about different ones that were slaves, but I'm not sure you knew whether any of them were free before the Civil War.
I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, if we decided any of them were or not. Once the war was over, was there any difference between black people who had been slaves and those who were free persons of color before the war? Did you ever hear anything about that from relatives?
Yes, we had people in the legislature
mm-hmm.
for Robin Richardson mm-hmm. was in the legislature. He had to be free.
That's right. Uh-huh. So he had already been free.
You're right.
Uh-huh. So, free people, so in that case, thinking about him, people who had been free before were a little better off maybe than those who were slaves right through. Okay. Did your older relatives tell you about the way white people treated blacks? Did they say anything about that?
Yes. I heard that story many times, but I don't recall it.
Mm-hmm. You don't have any incidents or anything that you can remember?
No, not I want to.
Right. Talking about slavery again, we talked a little bit before. Your name, Code, was that the slave owner's name? Or how did your family come by the name of Code? Do you have any idea?
Yes, I do.
Okay, please tell me.
Our original name is C-O-R-D, Cord.
C-O-R-D, Cord.
Right.
Okay.
But they pronounced it as Code.
It became pronounced Code.
Code. And I went to school after I got up in school a little piece, everywhere I went, I raised it as Code. Then I spelled it as Cord. One teacher called my attention to it, that I was spelling Cord.
I see.
So I went back and asked my father, what was our name? Was it Cord or Code?
Right.
He said it was Code.
C-O-D-E.
C-O-D. No, I developed that spelling.
Oh, he said it was Cord then.
It was Code.
Oh, Code.
Yeah, but we spelled it as Cord, C-O-R-D.
I see. You pronounced it Code all the time.
Yeah, but
spelled it. But it was spelled C-O-R-D.
C-O-R-D.
Now, was that the slave owner's name?
No.
You have any idea where Paul?
Pedro came.
Oh, well, Pero was your dad, and then Paul was your grandfather. You have any idea how he came up with the name?
No.
Code?
Did
he take it from the slave owner? Because he was under slavery, right?
Right.
But you don't remember whether that was the master's name, or...
No, I don't.
He picked it up, or liked it, or what?
What I think happened was that they took the master's name.
Mm-hmm.
And in the event you pick up some skill for reading and writing, nobody bothered if you chose to select a name for yourself.
Right. Yeah, some of them selected their own name.
Right. And I think Code was selected. I don't think it was my...
You don't think it was a slave owner?
I don't think it was a slave owner's name.
You think Paul picked this name up somewhere?
Yeah.
And he liked Code.
Like Code.
Which is pronounced Code.
Code.
Yeah, he liked the name.
Yeah.
But originally it was spelled C-O-R-D by everybody. It was Paul Code, and your father...
Well, Code.
Right.
Yeah.
But you just went ahead and changed the spelling because it wasn't being pronounced correct.
Right.
So I could almost put next to this genealogy here, I could really write Cord in parentheses and be right, right? I'm going to do that because it did change. And... And you changed the spelling. Do you change the spelling because it was pronounced so definitely Code that you thought that was the best way to go?
My oldest brother and I
yeah.
got together and changed it to C-O-D-E.
You and John?
Yeah.
Did Hamilton or any of the others change it?
No, Hamilton changed his to C-O-R-D-E.
Oh. I love it. But that didn't help pronunciation.
No. But he spelled that until he died.
He did. Yeah. C-O-R-D-E.
Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating? Oh, for goodness sakes. And then the rest, it didn't. You said Willie had trouble learning anyway.
Right.
So he probably was just happy.
He just went along with
whatever.
Whatever we did.
But you and John actually did yeah, change it.
Spelling, yeah.
I love it. I really do. You really learned some interesting things. So you changed your spelling. So code was really changed in your lifetime then, by you and your brother.
Right.
Okay. So I'm glad I asked that question.
I told my younger son about that, and fascinated him because he didn't know you could change the name that way. You couldn't change it that way. You really had to go through bureau census.
Did you not go? Did you go through anybody?
No.
You just changed.
We just changed it.
Right. You didn't go through any.
And we found how to pronounce. We just spell it. Thank you for now.
It makes sense. I mean, if people aren't pronouncing your name correctly,
right.
It's rather hard to go with it.
That's true.
Correcting it all the time. Code, C O R D, because it's sounding and spelling so different.
So different, yeah.
But Code is an unusual name, and I wondered where how you came
up
with
it. It's unusual. I searched the, I believe you call it Bureau of Census, some years ago, trying to establish a code name, and there was no code.
No one was named Code?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
And they had us as Cord, you see, C-O-R-D, C-O-R-D.
Right.
And I was trying to get it established where the code came from. So all I can find is my brother and I changed it.
Oh, okay.
I remember that happened.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could do that back then? They didn't say anything about the legality
of it?
No one said anything. You went ahead and you're a code now? And
it took census every 10 years, but you just give them what you want to give them.
You would just tell them the information you wanted to give them.
Right.
What about the name Code, but spelled C-O-R-D? Did you ever find other families who had that name? Or did you come across that name?
Yes. There were some Cords.
Why do you think it was pronounced Code? Just because of your accents? Just the way you
I think
pronounced?
Accents.
Yeah, just because y'all said Code.
As I look back now, we were called Geechers.
Called Geechers?
Geechers. South Carolina were called Geechers.
I see.
And I think just from the colloquial pronunciation.
Just the way y'all spoke.
That's right.
Code became Code?
Code.
Yeah.
I think so.
Because of your accent.
Right.
Than anything else. But you have no idea where the Cord came from and why?
No.
What that name was?
On our mailbox was C-O-R-D.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
What did your, that's the wrong question. Did your older relatives ever warn you about white people or how to act around them? Or they ever tell you stories to teach you to be careful around white people or anything like that?
No, I learned that the hard way.
You learned yourself.
Yeah. Yes.
Do you have any examples of that?
Yes. When I went to Florida in the eighth grade year, I went to Florida. And I worked at C.W. Zaring Wholesale Company.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have child labor law then. I worked at C.W. Zaring Wholesale Company. And my foreman just couldn't stand me for anything.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Just hated my guts.
Ooh.
And,
were you one of the few black men he had, or did he have?
Yeah, six of us.
Didn't like you.
He especially didn't like me.
Think it was because you were more educated or had more sense? Or brain?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I had a certain amount of prejudice in me.
Oh, you were prejudiced against white people too, and it showed.
And it showed.
I see.
I didn't laugh at his jokes, and that bothered him. He's like to joke, and we just fall out. I didn't do it.
I see.
I couldn't stand him for that purpose, making a monkey out of me.
I see.
So I was solemn all the time, wouldn't laugh, and that turned him against me. He thought I was really hating him. But it wasn't that. I didn't like white people. I wasn't brought up around them.
And so you weren't used to white people?
No, I'd brought one to farm.
Right. And you didn't quite know what to expect or...
That's right.
Or care for,
period. I knew what to expect, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you had a feeling against them already.
That's right.
Right.
Well, my father would tell me to go ahead and play the game.
Right.
Tip your hat to white women, don't tip it to black women. Mm. Tip your hat to white women, pull off your hat in the presence of a white woman.
So there were definite things they wanted you to do.
That's right. That's right.
Methods of respect.
And my father could do it to kill. They love Uncle Doc.
Right.
They love Uncle Doc because Doc could take off his hat and put on his arm, and you would know you had a hat, as long as you're talking to a white woman.
Mm. So they probably thought he was really special, right? They thought he was really
special.
They
thought he was special.
Yeah.
And I couldn't stand it, you see. I couldn't bear that. And I was so different, and he couldn't teach me that.
There was a definite time back then when there were things you really had to do, weren't there?
You had to do it to survive.
That's
right. Had to do it to survive.
And some of you could, he could do it real easily, but you really had trouble with that.
I couldn't do it.
Do you think it was more your independent spirit or just a feeling that you had that this wasn't right, that you shouldn't have to do this, or what?
No, I think it's independent spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't feel like if you do it for one, you'll do it for the other.
Right. And you didn't see any real reason to have to do these things.
Excuse me.
But your father knew because in his lifetime he had found that was the easiest way to get along.
To survive, right. And, I couldn't share his views, and I never did. Still don't.
Right, uh-huh.
Never changed that view. And for that reason, this man that I worked for didn't like me.
Mm-hmm.
But he was right. I was prejudiced. I was prejudiced to them, to you, as you were to me.
Right, right. You felt as strong against whites as some whites felt about
blacks.
Right.
But he couldn't see that. In fact, he didn't try to find out. He just turned against me because I was arrogant in his view.
Did he make it harder on you to work?
Yes, he did.
Did he punish you in any way?
Tried to, but I fought back.
Uh-huh. That's another thing you weren't supposed
That's
to
right.
do.
That's right. What was right back at? We were shipping clerks. We weren't really shipping clerk. We were just shipping hands.
Shipping hands.
He was clerk.
Oh, okay.
But we called all the shipping clerk because we did the shipping
right.
for the company. And he called out commodities to put on a certain truck. We had 14 trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd load those trucks and unload them all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt that I was arrogant because I wouldn't laugh at his joke. They were corny jokes.
Yeah.
Joke about black people.
Oh, great.
And that made me angry.
Yeah, black, I suppose you were supposed to laugh at a joke about your own people.
That's right.
Mm.
And I couldn't do that. And it hurt his feeling, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt his pride. And finally, he offered to kick me.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. He told me to do something, and I didn't get it done when he offered to kick me. And I told him, if you kick me, I'm not a dog. If you kick me, I'll knock your teeth out.
Oh, my
gosh. I was just 14 years old. I just caught my fist to hit him, and I was going to hit him. Lord help me, I was going to hit him.
Right.
And he kicked me, but he didn't kick me.
Mm.
He picked up his foot and put it back down and got his gun.
Oh, my.
So he got his gun. I wouldn't turn my back on him. He got his gun, threw it in my face, and I said, if you kick me, I'll hit you.
Mm.
But he never kicked me. But he ran me off the job.
Yeah, he got rid of you, though.
Got rid of me. He ran me off. He fired me. Instead of my going home, but he followed me to the door and thought I was going home.
Yeah.
But I didn't go. I went to the office. I went to the main office. I had enough sense. I don't know what made me think to go to the office, but I did.
Right.
I went to the office, and the man named the vice president who ran the company was Mr. DeCosta.
Mr. DeCosta?
Yes.
What was the name of the company?
C.W. Zaring Wholesale Company.
C.W. Zaring Wholesale?
Yes, Zaring. C.W. Zaring.
Where was it located?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, okay.
So instead of going home, where he thought I was going, I went to the office.
Right.
And I didn't tell him I was in trouble. I just told him I wanted my time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, Alan, what do you want your time? I said, I'm quitting. I'm going home.
Mm-hmm.
Quitting? Yeah. Is it 10 o'clock in the day? Yes, sir. You going to Pinewood? No, sir. He knew I was in Pinewood. Your mother and father not sick? I said, no, sir. You came to work this morning going back 10 o'clock in the day? What's wrong? I said, nothing. He said, Alan, what's wrong? I'm not going to give you your time. He said, what's wrong? I said, and then the Lord put me the word in my mouth. So I said, nobody will kick me like a dog. Who offered to kick you? I said, Mr. Wright. Wright offered to kick you? I said, yes, sir. And put a gun in my face.
Mm.
He grabbed his hat and we took off down that big long hall, that corridor, long here at the corner, or for longer. We went right in the back dock where we were loading. He cursed that man for everything you could think of. He was just 24 years old, young man.
Mm.
Was right at 63.
Oh my goodness.
He cursed for everything you could think of, and the man, no sir, no sir, no sir, no sir. I didn't offer a kick out, and I didn't holler it out enough. He just lied and then said, ask the boy. We had six of us there. I got five of them left there. And he never asked them. He had more sense than to ask the boys because he knew the boys were going with the white man.
Right. They'd have to.
That's right. He didn't ask them a word. He just cursed him out and told him, don't you ever threaten one of these boys. Don't you ever do it. If you can't work with these boys, you get out of here.
Oh, my.
Get out now. He just laid him out.
And that's cursed. Probably the first white man you had found that stood
yes.
up for you.
Right? That's right. And he cursed and went on and his attitude going back to work. And if anybody bothers you again, you come to me. Come straight to me, now, yeah? Yes, sir. You hear what I tell him, right? Yes. If you bother the boy again, you're going to cut you a job. He's former. Cut you a job. I could have shouted.
Did it help you any change your prejudice a little bit for some white people?
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. To this day, I know there's some good white people.
Right.
They're not necessarily north and south, but good white people everywhere.
Right. So you realize that with
the... As though there's a mean white people everywhere.
Well, of course.
There's a mean one, too, but there's some good one, too.
Yeah.
And I realized that there were some good white people because there was a white man cussing on another white man, but a little black boy.
Right. And he was a younger white man.
Yeah.
This too, standing up.
So I went back to work, and that man didn't call on me to do a thing for, I guess, 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
He called the road in the morning and called my name. That's all he said about me. When he sent out to put on 50 cases of Kellogg cornflakes, which were big boxes,
yeah.
or 500 boxes of sardines, he had said, Kermit, Roger, Code, Pee-wee, and whatnot. He'd call all the boys' names to go get it, go yeah. get the load.
Yeah.
And we all get take our little hand truck and go get a load and load that truck up.
Right.
He never called my name for 3 months. I sat right there and didn't we played check-in for a fair time.
And you didn't do anything?
I didn't do a thing.
Oh, my God.
So did.
That sort of went the other way, though, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it did. I didn't figure it out right.
That wasn't too great for your friend.
No, he didn't call my name. For I know 3 months, one way or the other, except call the road. I answer credit. When he said load truck number 14, number 12, number 9, he didn't call my name.
Mm.
And I wouldn't go. I would sit right there. We've been playing checkers until they come back. Load the truck up. So a fella called Bill Patterson, working what we call the packing room.
Uh-huh.
He had finished 7th grade. He came by the time come again, see me sitting down, the other boy's working. He said, I don't know what you're doing tonight. Where the other boys, they load truck number 14. Why'd you help me, sir? The man didn't tell me to help. He said, boy, come here. He carried me in his office, said, don't be no fool. That man paying you to the hills and you biting. So he get ready to fire you next time, he gonna tell him you had to hit a liquor work in 3 months.
Right.
And nobody can pay you to sit around here for nothing. Can't you understand? I said, yes, sir, but what do I do? When he called and said, load truck number 12, whatever, he said, you go get with the board and get it.
Right. You just go. Huh?
Go and work with the board.
Oh, my.
And I did that from then on. But he never called my name anymore until I left there. And when I left there, they met me at the station. The whole staff met me at the station, some 40, 50 people.
Uh-huh.
But the station when I left, they'll see me off.
Oh, my goodness.
I went back 10 years later. I've been here teaching school and went back 10 years later. My brother died, and I went back to the funeral. Went back there, and the same man carried me from desk to desk, introduced me to everybody there who came in since I left.
Who was the same man you said carried you?
The cursed out this white man
Mr.
for me.
Mr. Costa, then.
Costa.
Yeah.
Carried me from desk to desk. I had me to meet all them white girls, all them white boys who came into the place since I left. And so this is the boy I talk about all the time. This is the boy I talk about. He's Allen. Said, if you get tired teaching school, come on back here. Whatever you want a job, you come back here. We'll always make it open for you. I thank him. I teach in school then. He said, this is the boy I tell you about that kept this office for me. I cleaned the office every morning.
Oh, I see.
Pee Wee and myself cleaned the office every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And one time we'd clean the office and go straight upstairs and hide and didn't see us anymore till 12 o'clock. She wouldn't tell us to do anything, you see.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do anything. I'd go upstairs and hide around in the alleys and eat whatever you could find to eat and mm-hmm. have everything that you eat.
Right.
And, so Bill Patterson saved my life. Because that man was going to fire me when the time came.
Right, because you weren't doing anything.
Wasn't doing anything. What are they going to pay me for?
Right.
I didn't have that much effort.
Oh, gee.
So now, finally, I hadn't been back. I passed through Jacksonville since that, but the place closed.
Oh, it's gone then.
Gone.
Yeah.
Nobody there.
Right.
I stopped. I carried my wife there. I want her to meet this family.
Yeah.
And then it closed.
Oh.
But don't tell me that not some good white people.
Right.
Some good white people. Good white people in this town.
Right.
I hadn't looked for a job since 1935.
Mm-hmm. You've always been able to get a job.
Right here, but I got a job every year to go somewhere. Mm. I just wouldn't leave here because it was good to me here.
Right. Okay, getting back to being careful about... We talked about that, and do you remember hearing about any lynchings when you were growing up?
Yes. They lynched a man at my home, and when I came here, they just lynched a man.
Oh.